Hello?
Hello, my name is Cassandra, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I was filling out this thing on Kohl's website to get a the La Croix or something like that cooking set of pans, and I was filling it out, and it says I have to pay for the shipment on it. What is the cost for shipping on those on my card?
Okay, has you already paid for that, or are you just inquiring about it, want to know more information about it?
Inquiring on what it costs to ship those.
I think it's, well, sir, I won't be able to tell you anything unless I have an account. You know, I would need your zip code.
Okay, my zip code is 79109.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, can I have your name?
Donald Bain, B-A-I-N.
Okay. Just hold on a minute. My system is. Okay, so I'm not finding nothing. Because we're just customer support help. If you already have an account with us, but you was calling about, is it a cookware? Is it a sweet steak you're calling about, a cookware set?
Yeah, well, what it is I had an account with Kohl's, and it's a offer from Truly Unique Selections, whoever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that y'all?
Oh, so you do already have an account. That's what you're saying.
No, I don't have one with y'all, but I have one with Kohl, and y'all are offering this cookware as a promotion through website.
Yes, sir, but we don't take orders. We don't take orders over the phone, so,
I know you don't take orders over the phone, and I'm trying to fill out one to get the order shipped to me.
Oh, okay.
But I have to have a credit card number, and I've got a credit card, but it doesn't tell me what it costs to ship it.
Okay, click on the terms and keep scrolling down to the very bottom. It might be in small print. See if you see anything that says terms and conditions. It'll normally be at the very end.
No, all it says is customer service.
So I guess the terms and conditions, you probably wouldn't find any terms and conditions until probably after you place that order, then you might see the terms and conditions. But
Well, I'm not going to place the order on my credit card without seeing what it's going to cost. Because if it's going to cost as much to ship it as the cookware costs, I'm not going to order it.
Okay.
That'd be stupid to order something with an open-end charge on it.
Yes, sir. Well, I couldn't tell you more information because I'm just, we were just customer support. Now, if you already had a current account, then I can get your information and look that up. But I can't tell you anything.
Well, how am I going to find out what it's supposed to cost to ship then?
Well, I don't know, sir.
Looks to me like that's a useless promotion. Can you tell me how much that cook set costs if you were to buy it outright?
No, sir. There's no way for me to, like I say, look that up.
In other words, I'm just screwed then.
I mean, it's up to you if you wanted to place the order or follow the instructions or, you know, whatever.
I've been following the instructions.
Hold on, let me see. Can I find anything? Where? Okay, I see a cook. I don't know. I see a cookware, but I don't see anything about the ship. Is it a KitchenAid? I don't know. Craftsman's kitchen appliance. Is it a Ninja Foodie cookware? Is it a Pacific cookware, or are you saying cookware?
Cookware.
Maybe that's it. I don't. Okay, I think I found something. Well, I'm seeing something where it says private policy, contact us, terms and conditions. Let me see. It's actually, I'm reading something here. It's actually like a, kind of like a sweepstakes. You enter in the contest and it's saying you pay $7.95.
You're saying what?
$7.95. It's like you entering to win a, it's like kind of like a sweepstakes. You're not actually getting the cookware. You just entering a sweepstakes to win it, and you just pay $7.95.
And I'll pay the $7.95, then I'd be entered to win it?
Yes.
You mean it's going to cost me $8 to try to win it? Well, it says right here that I've been chosen to receive that, and I have to pay the postage on the cookware.
Oh, well, I don't know. Well, if that's what it said, sir, then... if that's what it said, I'm assuming, you know, is accurate. And that's what you're reading on your end.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.